This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just 2 days out from Harry Potter Day, fifth annual event at the Roseburg Public Library. Chris Wiley, Library Director, not in costume this morning because there's a lot of things to do to get ready.
That's right. We are busy over the next couple of days getting all set for folks to join us. That starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, 10 to 1:30 p.m. Join us at Roseburg Public Library. It's just going to be a day of magical fun.
Now, you've been doing this for 5 years.
It really started because of our youth services librarian, Aurora Ropp. She was looking for a way to get generations of people into the library to celebrate books and literacy and have a great day of events. And Harry Potter has just transcended the generations. I read it 25 years ago. Kids are still checking that book out, listening to the audiobooks, watching the movies, and their parents and even grandparents now come and enjoy the day.
Wow. So kind of run through the schedule of what's going to take place.
Kids who come in before noon, right as they walk into the lobby, will get a ticket. That ticket is going to give them their entry into our grand prize drawing, which is a beautiful handmade quilt by Aurora's mom, Ashley Oberg. Big thanks to her. She's been doing this for years. And that that drawing is at noon, and you have to be present to win. So that is the biggest event. Well, in the meantime, after you get your ticket and drop that off at the front desk, you can go into the different rooms in the library and do crafts. I love the idea of creating a snowy owl. I picked up a lot of pine cones, and so did one of our volunteers. You can make that in one room. You can pull a keychain off the ceiling in another and make a necklace. You can make a mandrake. I think that one looks so much fun. You get a little clay pot, and you get to build your own mandrake to take home. Well, as you're doing that, you can take a break at 11 o'clock because that's when Wildlife Safari will be in the Ford Room with rats and snakes.
And they're going to stay in the Ford Room.
They sure are. I was talking to Aurora yesterday. Am I going to oversee that program? Is she going to oversee that program? Each of us are a little averse to a couple of those ideas.
Man, so that'll be going on. And then, let's see, you've got the giveaway. What else happens?
Well, kids can go around to, I think we have 3 stations of trivia. And you answer Harry Potter trivia, and you'll get different kinds of tickets for that. Every 15, 20 minutes, Aurora will be drawing winners for smaller prizes. We have Harry Potter books and puzzles and socks and mugs and everything Hogwarts related that we'll be giving away all day long. So you can continue to, and you can win more than once. You can continue to answer trivia questions the entire day.
Now, doing this on Saturday is not just some random summertime event. There's a birthday involved, right?
Well, you're right. Harry Potter's birthday is at the end of this month, and so it just ties in really well. And it's part of our summer reading program, which is the biggest thing we do all year long. It's an incentive program for children and adults to read during those, between the school years, and for adults to read with their kids. And we have a lot of different prizes related to that program.
Now, what's the actual date of Harry Potter's birthday?
July 31st, I believe.
Right at the end of the month, then.
Yes, I believe that's right. I should have looked that up, right?
We'll double check here, but
yes.
just a few days away. Now, is it too late, because we are here in mid to late July, to get involved in these reading programs?
Oh, not at all. Our program started June 1st, and at this point, we tell folks that they can backtrack a little bit if they've been reading all summer long. You know, you can absolutely go onto our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and get the forms or stop in at the library and pick up the sheets. We do book reviews as well as track the minutes that you've been reading.
And we have confirmed you're correct. It's July 31st.
Excellent. I was right. You know, that should be easy for me to remember. That's my husband's birthday.
Yeah, which you should probably remember. Okay. And that born in 1980 as well, just in case you wanted to know how far back that goes. So that's been a long time.
It as I said, remains popular with kids and adults and now grandparents. It's a fun day where generations come together and they all dress up. I, too, will be dressed up on Saturday. I have my hat. I have my cape. I'm ready to roll.
Boy, and some people have got to look around and go, where do I find clothes for this? But probably if you don't have them, somebody you know does.
Absolutely. And, you know, just throw on a cape. Who doesn't have a cape in their closet?
Me, possibly, but I don't know. Okay, so that's going on at the library this Saturday. Anything else you want to mention about upcoming things?
You know, I want to mention that parking is at a premium on Saturday, and the Douglas County Commissioners have generously allowed us to have overflow parking on their grounds. So if you can't get a spot right in front of the library, just go across Deer Creek. You can park in the county courthouse grounds and then walk over.
All right, Harry Potter Day, Roseburg Public Library. What time again Saturday?
That starts right at 10 o'clock, and it goes till 1:30 p.m.
All right, Library Director Chris Wiley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:37 at the morning report.